Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Yahweh, Oh, Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Seed. Blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm happy that all of you could join us this morning. Amen. And we'll just use this this blog talk. We used it before, and this is my substitute. So we're going to continue using this one now until they get the other one straight. So praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and worthy of glory and worthy of honor. There is no one like you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, you are good. There's no one better, greater than you. We bow down before you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We bow down before you, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. We bow down before you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We give you the glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, so my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. For he is God all by himself, sovereign God, omnipotent God, omniscient God, hallelujah, mighty God, almighty God, our healer, hallelujah, our creator. We adore you, O God. We reverence you, O God. We bow down to you, O God. Hallelujah. Ramasande. You are great. There is no one greater. No one greater than you. Awesome God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning and every second of our lives. You are welcome. Are welcome in our midst. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you and we adore you. Oh, Holy Ghost, we say thank you, Spirit of the living God. Move in our midst this morning. Move in our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way. In this service, in our lives, have your way, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. Refresh us, our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our mind. Refresh us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Roma Sandereaco. Hallelujah. We need a refreshing. In the name of Jesus, rain on us showers of blessing. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Suffer unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, this morning we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. So, Spirit of the Living God, we surrender to you. We ask you for your mercy that's new every morning. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. Gloria más te teriaco. Gloria más te recoro más te teriaco. Gloria más te teriaco, más te teriaco, gloria más te teriaco, más te recoro más te teriaco, más te gloria más te teriaco, más te recoro más te recoro más te recoro más te gloria más te teriaco, más te gloria más te recoro más te recoro más te recoro más te recoro gloria más te recoro más te teriaco. Uriya masere koromasere 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 teriyaka. Uriya masere koromasere koromasere teriyaka ramase. Uriya masere koromasere 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 teriyaka ramase. Uriya masere koromasere 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 teriyako. Uriya masere koromasere koromasere teriyaka ramase. Hallelujah, Rabba Korobasere, Korobasere, Korobe, Korobasere, Korobase, Uriya Basere, Korobasere, Korobase, Uriya Basere, Korobasere, Korobasere, Korobase, Hallelujah, Rabbasere, Korobasere, Korobase, Hallelujah, Korobasere, Korobasere, Korobase, Uriya Basere, Korobasere, Korobase, Hallelujah, Rabbasere, Korobasere, Korobase, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, thank you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We thank you, Lord, for the armor. We ask you, Lord, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we go into prayers, O God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels guide us and let your holy angels protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we go into this day, O God, in the name of Jesus, we need divine angelic assistance. Oria masandiriako. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for saturating our hearts. Thank you for your tangible presence, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I spoke to you a day or this week. We've been talking about seizing the moment, not missing the moment, not missing appointed time, the Kairos moment. They call Kairos moment. There's the moment when God steps into time for you, purposeless, so that your destiny can be fulfilled. And we talk about recognizing when that time has come. Because if we do not recognize it, we can miss the time. Hallelujah. Everyone have a perfect time. We thank God for his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. And we, now that we know him personally as our Lord and personal Savior, and we're studying and reading the Word of God, we do not want to miss that time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, when you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time, season for everything under the sun. Hallelujah. There's a time and a season. Let's Ecclesiastes 3 and hallelujah. Let's just look at it. I'm saying this to you because you all have, we've all been on this journey together. All of you. And it doesn't matter whether you were here from the beginning or whether you're in the middle or whatever, God will still reward us, all of us, to see. Even if someone comes joining ministry today, they're going to be, because that's how God is. And I will tell you a scripture on that too. That's how he is. Whether you came in the morning, you came in the afternoon, you came in the evening, because it's the set you just have entered into the ministry. If a person just joined the ministry or they have come back to the ministry, they have just entered into that set time that God has set for this ministry. Amen? The set time that God has set for this ministry. So even though people, we should do this, we should. No, God takes us through processes. Amen? God, if you see things just happening overnight, that's not God. God does everything in order. And when God ready to, you go through process, read the Bible. Everything is, it doesn't happen overnight. Why? Because when God bless you or bless me or bless, he wants us to be, he don't want us to lose the blessings. So we go through experiences so that we can learn. Amen? Because sometimes you hear my mom used to say that experience is your best teacher. And I say the Bible is our best teacher. And everyone went through a process. Abraham left his family. He went through that process. He left everything and he followed after God. You're going through the process. And while you go into the process, he is refining you. He's refining me. We're learning things. The way I was way back when the ministry first started is different because you got to grow. You can't stay the same way. The things that I have developed in those things, every day I'm learning and I will continue learning. I will be a lifelong learner until even when he calls me home. He still will teach us in heaven. Hallelujah. You just don't die and go face the throne of God like that. No. Because you will not be able to stand and say, they got the angelic host to go carry you through so you can learn and be able to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So everything God created, the heavens and the earth. You see the first day, you see the process, the second day. He didn't put everything there at once. Don't get upset with God when you, I'm tired. No, tell him in everything, give thanks. Say, Lord, thank you for refining me. Thank you for the fire. You know, his grace is sufficient. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in the fiery storm, they came out without any burns or anything, even though they were in the fire. Why? Because grace was there. What is grace? Who is grace? Grace is Jesus Christ. So that's why when you're going through things in life, you ask, Lord, I need your grace. It's too much for me. You need grace for everything. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Yes, we don't like the process, but with his grace, will make it. You will make it. So I'm here to say to you, this is the appointed time and season. And I repeat, this is the appointed time and season. I repeat, this is the appointed time and season for this ministry. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you are right there when the Lord is about to, when he has released, that those blessings, the Kairos moment, that you, when you on that Kairos moment, you get into a movement. When you receive and recognize the moment, that you get into the movement. And the hallelujah. So what it means that you keep going up and higher and higher and higher, and one door open. When you go through that door, you see three doors open. When you go through three, when you look at the three doors again, hallelujah, he keeps opening. He keeps on blessing you. Hallelujah. The thing about when most people miss it, because we wanted to come here for Jesus, he went on the cross. Hallelujah. Look at the Bible from the time the Lord said in Genesis 3:15 that the heel of the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. what it took the through went through up before Jesus came, because there was an appointed time. The Bible says in I feel the anointing, Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time. To everything there is a season and there is a time. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. So please write that, because I don't want you all to miss this. To everything, you know, I might be saying it, it's for you, it's for me, but sometimes we miss these things. And to everything, there is a season, and to everything, there's a purpose under the sun. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss it because you're distracted. And this is the time the enemy will distract you. I'm just speaking to you from my heart. He will distract you. He will distract you. He will distract me. So we can't focus, we can't receive what the Lord has in store. But he has already released. We can't walk into those blessings. Hallelujah. We look at Ecclesiastes 9:11. Please write these scriptures down. I gave you Ecclesiastes 3:1 and 9:11. Let's look at it. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time. Listen, underline it. Time and chance, happiness to them all. So God do not withhold that. Time and chance. But do you recognize that chance, that open door? Hallelujah. Do you recognize it? Or you take it as business as usual? Oh, and sometimes our perception will keep us away from receiving God's blessing, because we want it to be in our human nature way. Or the way we look at things so different, our perspective can make us lose. We kind of look at things through the eyes of Jesus. Where God looks at us, you think he looks at you directly? You think he looks at me directly? No. If he looks at me and you directly, we'll not make it. Because our righteousness is as filthy as rags. That's why he put Jesus. You see how God looks at us? He looks at us through the eyes of Jesus. He looks at, so what if, that's why Jesus is our intercessor. That's why he sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. God is holy, he's righteous. So when God looks at me, Jesus is right. He looks at me to Jesus Christ. That's what we got to say. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because none of us, without Jesus, we can't make it near God. No way without Jesus. So that's how he looks at us. And what he has written in the book concerning your life, concerning my life, is written. He wants us to fulfill our kingdom purposes, our destiny. Hallelujah. And it's not about getting rich and cars. Even if God gave you money and cars, it's for his kingdom. It's for his glory. Hallelujah. Time and chance happens to all. You got, oh Lord, I need to know the chance. You got, that's why we got to pray all the time. Because you know time and chance happen to all. You look what happened to Esther in the book of Esther. Esther captured that moment in time because she got close to the chamberlain to find out. She said, I will only desire what the king wants. You wanted to know what the king desired, what the king wants. The other ladies, they were interested in material things. Esther was interested in the desire. What does this king like? She wanted to know him. And this is the thing that would distinguish us. We want to know him for who he is. Amen? So everything, Ruth, and they could, look, let's read those scriptures when you have time. Ruth, was it favorable for her to follow after Naomi? No, it wasn't. The woman didn't have no money, her children dead, her husband dead. And for this, your Ruth, son Naomi, many, I'm not following this. I'm that lady. She don't have nothing to offer. This is how we do. And we some of us have that upper spirit, and we leave our because we don't think this person has, or this person, they can't do nothing for me. They're worse than me. You don't know. Be careful. Because that's why, let's look at Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had the sons, but what did Hannah have? The worthy portion. You see, so you got to recognize those things. That you see, we cannot miss the time and the season. And you will feel it when it's there. In fact, when the season is there, that's the time the enemy comes to pressure you even more. So you can be distracted. It's a time and a season. It's an appointed time. Appointed time. Psalm 75, verse 2, when I selected an appointed time, it is I who judge with equity. Psalm 75, verse 2. Exodus 9, 5, the Lord set a definite time, saying tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. Genesis 21, 2. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the appointed time of which God has spoken to him. Genesis 18, 40. Is anything too difficult for the Lord at the appointed time? I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Genesis 17, 21. From my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this season next year. Appointed time. Amen? I'm giving you some scriptures. Appointed time. So this is the time, appointed time. Habakkuk 2, 3. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal and it will not fail. Though it perish, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Appointed time. Then Acts 12, 21, on an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat and begin delivering an address to them. So there is an appointed time. There's an appointed set either. Hallelujah. But do we recognize it? We don't want to miss these things, my sisters and my brothers. There's season, time, and chance happen to all. We want to be able there to capture that moment. Because once you go on that capture the moment, there is something I wish I was where you were to show you. You go into this, you don't go down. Amen? You don't down. Hallelujah. You continue rising up unless you if you go down, it's because of yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. So God wants me to tell you, you have come to that. You're going up. And you're not coming down. You're going what? Up. and you're not coming down. If you want to come down, it's up to you. Season, if you recognize it, you continue climbing higher. And as you each time you climb, you get your wisdom. It's like someone who left the village, went back to school, and continued going to school. If that person comes back to that, when that person comes back, if he comes back to help his village, to help someone else come cool, we help to pull each other up the ladder. Okay? So when God is taking you to a certain level, when you come to a level, you always be helpful and kind and caring and help to bring someone up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I repeat again, God is a time and a season. I've been paying attention and watching the prayer line to see who really have captured time and the season. And the Lord said, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just watch. Even some of you already, I see that you're missing. You're taking it, oh, it's the same old prayer line from December. It's the same prayer line from 2011, 2012. And so you have not even recognized the shifting. So you kind of take it with business as usual. And this is how you are missing. I pray. And none of you don't miss it. I know one or two people that have caught it, but the rest of, not majority of you haven't caught it, but one or two people have caught it, and they're moving in that appointed time. I remember when the Lord told me to release some oils, and the oil that I had for over 10 years, and he told me to send the oil to those who wanted the oil. And I sent the oil, you know, to all those who required the oil. And I told all of you that don't let the oil go down, those who got the oil, that you must put olive oil on it, because it's already, this is a 10-year oil that's already been prayed over. All you need to do was to add some olive oil over it. And many of you ordered the oil, but it's not the oil. It's this faith in the Holy Spirit and faith in what God's word, what he's speaking through me, through his servant. I'm just a servant of God. And so many of you ordered. It's faith in his word, what he says. The oil is just a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And I don't know if, Allison, if you can speak, please press one. And when if you can speak, press one on your keypad. When the oil, okay? And I'm going to open the line. Some of you, nothing happened. But let me let Allison give testimony of what God did, have done, and doing in your own.
So many things have been happening. Again, like a job I wanted. I've been waiting patiently on God's turn again. The manager, I took all the tests and everything, and again, on God's turn, I've been waiting since October. They called me yesterday, and I'm going this morning. to meet the manager and a supervisor. That's one. And there's just so many different things have been happening in our family. For my children, blessings have been pouring, my business. I just thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I understand sometimes you can't say too much. I understand, and that's good, Allison, because you got to be careful what he's. But God has done so much in her family. Allison did not hesitate. She believed in the word that God spoke. God has even with her son-in-law, God moved. Because when God speaks, anybody in your household under you, that's like Abraham. Everybody in the household under Abraham. So what I was saying to you, sometimes you got to walk by the Spirit. Thank you, Allison. You got to walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. And if you don't understand, oh, Lord, what are you speaking? What are you saying? I need to understand. I don't understand what Paul is speaking about. I need to understand. Is that what another person said? The season has shifted. You don't want to miss the shifting. Okay. Miss what God has already released. Family and friends, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. There are a lot of my family that I released the act. Friends released when they hurt. Some of these people don't even holler just because they believe the word that God spoke. Some of them don't holler. I don't think they're holler praying. But guess what? God, yeah, because they're connected to the anointing of God upon my life. That's not my anointing. It's the Holy Ghost. So doors are opening for them. Doors are opening for their children. Things are just turning around in their favor. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name, Lord. I thank you for each and every one here, oh God. I pray, Father God, that none will miss their appointed time and season, oh God, that they will walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. And I thank you for the great things you have in store for each and every one of us, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, that not only will you elevate us, but we pray for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we pray for your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We pray, Lord. We pray for wisdom, strength. Lord, we pray for understanding. We pray for knowledge. We pray for counsel. Oh, Lord. Father God, and that your name will be glorified. It's not for fame. It is for your glory. It's not for pride. It's for your glory. So teach us how to remain humble. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for the opening of this line. We thank you. The enemy tried to keep us back, but God, you made a way for us to come back together. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. I ask you to bless each and every one this morning and be glorified in our lives. In the name of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll be here on tomorrow morning also. Thank you. God bless.